kind of feedback have you got from the coach about your game last night?
Not too much. Just kind of came to the rink this morning. Had a quick team meeting. Not much individually. Just short meeting, and that's about it.
After some time to reflect on it, how do you feel about it after a sleep?
I thought it went pretty well. Looked over my game this morning, and I thought it was a positive game, and I didn't see too many negatives out of it.
You're always striving for consistency. Yep. It seems pretty obvious that the way you were used last night, maybe how you're used going forward, you're going to be used up and down the lineup.
Yep.
Is that an opportunity, or is it tough to make your mark doing that?
I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's it's very diverse. You can kind of, you can kind of use me anywhere, but for my line right now with Kopp and Thorby, I feel comfortable on it.
You seem to, crank it up a bit last night. Is that accurate or no?
It's getting down to these last games here, so I just wanted to, have a good game, work hard, and, the space that I got, some of those shifts, I just tried to take advantage of it.
Nick, how many minutes would you have played in a game with Portland in the last couple of years?
I don't know. I think in junior it's a different story, of course. You play a lot of minutes, whether it's PK or power play or 5-on-5. But whatever minutes you get here, you got to be happy with it.
You have to kind of change your approach, knowing that you might get a third of what you had, maybe?
I don't think so. I think whatever rest you get on the bench, you're that much more fired up to get out there. So when you're out there, you want to do something, you want to do the right things, and you have a lot of energy for sure.
Tell us a bit about that play where you took it to the net and drew the penalty. Kind of what went through your mind as you?
I picked it up in the slot, and I had a chance to shoot, but decided to go around the net, found myself on the half wall. Surprisingly had some space, so I just kind of drove the net, and from there I think he just grabbed my head. But I had a little bit of open room. I could have shot it, just he grabbed me right before.
Was that a play that maybe you wouldn't have made first or second preseason game that you maybe got more confidence to make now or no?
I think when I see space, I just try and take advantage of it. I think each game now I'm starting to find myself have some more space.
Is that part of your sales pitch to the team, maybe that you can play power play, penalty kill, you can bring maybe a little bit of flair to that spot in the lineup?
Yeah, I think wherever they put me, I think I can do my best to make them happy in that spot where they put me.
When you see the way that Lowry got opportunity last season and then Trouba and Scheifele the year before, does that bode well that that they're going to take a good look at youngsters and give them a chance?
Yeah, for sure. I think they've handled it pretty well. I always ask those guys for advice and stuff like that, so they're really good at giving me feedback for sure.
Do you feel close? Can you almost taste it?
Yeah, you don't want to say it too quickly, but I think after each game, just trying to have positive feedback, staying confident and comfortable, and I think just keep doing the same things, and hopefully it'll be good. I don't know. I don't want to say anything. Obviously, as an individual, you want to think positive about yourself. So I'm just waiting.
When's the last time you had to worry this much about making a team?
I think probably just for Team Canada's and stuff like that. But it's definitely in somewhat part of being nervous. But I've always handled the pressure pretty well. So I think I'm on the right page right now.